Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, August the 8th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour. A little chilly here for the month of August, 66 degrees and sunny skies. And as I said in the first hour, it is the day of prosperity. It is the day of the day the Lion's Gate portal is open to the universe. August the 8th happens every August the 8th. Today's thoughts and manifestations determine the whole next year for us. So you have to be ready for this day. If you have any unhappiness in your life, if you have anything you want to change, today's thoughts and manifestations are going to be big, big deals. Now, the 8 on its side is the infinity sign, so this is kind of what this all has to do with. So, there's some news for you, and apparently this happens every August the 8th. So, I was not even aware this was a thing. So, think positive thoughts today, and think of where you want to be over the next year, and see if you're there by the time next August the 8th, 2024, comes about. Also, don't forget today is issue 1 voting. Get out to the polls, take a few minutes, there's only one thing to vote on. Issue 1 here in Ohio, and again, very quickly, all it has to do with, if you vote yes on Issue 1, it would change the way we put a constitutional amendment on, well, it wouldn't change the way we put it on the ballot. Well, it would, but that's a whole other can of worms. But once it's on the ballot, to approve a constitutional amendment, a vote of yes would make the threshold 60%. If you vote no, it would keep it at a simple majority of just 51%. However, whoever has the most votes would get it done. And again, a lot of this is being brought up because of abortion and the overturn of Roe versus Wade last year. So that's how that goes. So think positive thoughts and vote. You know, no matter how you're going to vote, vote. A lot of money has been spent in this whole campaign, as they, I guess is what we should say. All right, let's go back to our Family Feud question here. Where were we? I think Adam had a few there before we went to break. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Now, what we have is jail, we have the cemetery, and we have church. But there are still two other answers here. Two other answers. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail was number one. 36 people said jail. Cemetery was number 4. 8 people said the cemetery. Church was number 5. 8 people said church, but there are two other answers.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try airport.
No airport on the list.
I thought you had a lot of good ones, but like school, but they weren't there. Okay.
Yep.
No airport on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail was the big one. 36 people said jail. Cemetery was down toward the bottom. 8 people said cemetery. Church was the last one on the list. 8 people said church. Number 2 and number 3 still remain on the list. Who has number 2 and number 3? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. And I am back at the home studio this morning, so the telephone number is 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I know this is a difficult category. We had this category last week, and I think we got about to this point, and we could not get the last two answers.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try the grocery store.
Not the grocery store.
The grocery store does not make the list today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail prison number 1, 36 people. Cemetery number 4, 8 people. Church number 5 with 8 people. Number 2 and number 3 still remain on the list. What are those two places? Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. And as I said before, we started this, I believe, last Thursday. And I think we got to this point. I think we got 3 out of the way, but there were still 2 answers left.
Go ahead.
Do you have the workplace? I think somebody said that.
Yes, workplace was number 3, absolutely.
Okay.
Workplace was number 3 on the list. All right, now we've got the workplace. So now we're just looking for number 2 on the list here today.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Yes, workplace was number 3.
Go ahead.
A hospital or a nursing home?
No hospital or nursing home.
No hospital or nursing home on the list today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail and prison was number 1 with 36 people. Work was number 3 with 10 people. Cemetery number 4 with 8 people. Church number 5 with 8 people. One answer left, and it's number 2 on the list. Maybe this is what we got down to last week. I think we've got now all the answers that we had last week. We've got jail, prison, work, cemetery, and church. But there is one answer left. Does anybody know what that final answer is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to get it?
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a party, like a company party or something.
No party on the list.
No party on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. A place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Jail prison's number 1. Work is number 3. Cemetery number 4. Church is number 5. What is number 2 on the big list today? 2 we've been having trouble with. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's just try a sporting event.
No sporting events on the list.
No sporting events on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail was with a big number 1. 36 people said jail. Work was number 3. 10 people said work. Cemetery's 4. 8 people said cemetery. Church is 5. What is number 2?
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Hell.
Yeah, you know, that is number 2 on the list. And it's sad that apparently that's filled with a lot of people.
Apparently it is. I thought, should I call in and say it? Okay, yeah, I'm going to.
You got it. You got it. Thanks.
Yes, it is hell. Apparently, it is filled with a lot of people. How about that? All right. Well, there you go.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, like a play or a dance.
Not a play. Good guess, though.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Not a play or a dance. The answer was hell. How about that? Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Okay, let's take another call here. I think we've got coming in.
Go ahead, caller.
They better change their mind about liking church or they could end up in hell and nobody wants to go there.
Now, I love the way that this is phrased. A place that's filled with a lot of people who don't want to be there. And hell was number two on the list. Now, is it filled with a lot of people? That's kind of bleak.
What, church or hell?
Yeah.
Well, now, surely you must remember from your Sunday school days that straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few be there that find it, and broad is the path that leads to destruction, and many be there that find that.
Well, that's true. Hey, what do you make of this Lionsgate thing?
Well, I think it's hogwash, and all my hope is in Jesus.
Well, I understand that, but, I mean, do you ever put any thought into numerology? A lot of people do.
So on the concept of numerology, I mean, the Bible talks a lot about numbers. As a matter of fact, there's a whole book that's called Numbers, but I don't know. I mean, I ain't here to push anything on anyone. I just know what's right for me, and that's Jesus Christ.
Well, and I certainly understand that, but what if today was the day that you were thinking where you wanted to be a year from now, what thoughts would you be thinking?
That I'm right where God wants me to be.
Now, do you think you're there now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you would have nothing change in the next year?
Nope. I live life deliberately and intentionally. I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Well, it's interesting because what I picked up from this Lionsgate thing is that maybe you want some things to change. And I think everybody, to some degree...
Well, okay, so obvious, I think I have allowed myself to be vulnerable and said that, you know, for instance, my weight, yes, I would like to lose weight. That's been a constant struggle of mine since the day they cut my umbilical cord. I've struggled with it every day all my life, you know. But as far as, like, where I live, my job, my relationships with people, my dog, even my car, like, I have a happy and content life. I'm very thankful for the things that God has blessed me with.
Content is very good, but, you know, I think about health,
yep.
Of course, people...
They don't, so hell's not on the list, Scott?
Yeah, no, hell was number two.
Oh, I got it!
Yes, hell was number two.
Well, hi, diggity dog!
Yeah, apparently it's filled with a lot of people.
Well, I mean, and unfortunately, the Bible does say, I mean... Straight is the gate, and there is the way of few be there that find it. The Christian life requires something of us, and a lot of people don't want to give up their sin. They're content to be in it. They don't want to repent, and literally repent means to change.
You know, I was having a conversation right along these lines yesterday. Now, if you are a Christian, now is it just about repenting, or do you have to be baptized?
Okay, well, from what I understand and what they teach and practice in my church, baptism is not what saves you. You're supposed to be saved, and baptism is symbolic of your death to sin.
Okay, so you don't...
But first comes the saving. First, you got to go to Jesus, and you got to be saved. You got to come to him with a contrite heart, and you have to recognize that you're a sinner in need of a Savior and ask him for forgiveness.
That's fascinating because I had always heard that you needed to be baptized. That was one of the big things. And I don't know if that is a prerequisite for getting into heaven.
First and foremost, I mean, you have to be saved. And in order to do that, and I'm pretty sure your pastors that you have on there all the time will back me up on this. When Nicodemus asked Christ what he had to do to be saved, you know, that's what Jesus told him. You have to repent of your sins. Unless a man be born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. John 3:3.
So just to make sure, you can repent but not be baptized and still go to heaven.
One should be baptized after they're saved, but I believe that if there was ever a moment where you came to Christ and asked for forgiveness of your sins, and you made an effort to repent, that's it. That's because we're not saved by anything that we, you know, I had to change my language. I used to say, well, when I gave my life to Christ, and then it dawned on me, I'm not saved because of anything I did. The work was done many years ago on the cross by Jesus Christ. So I say I accepted him as my Lord and Savior.
I just have one more question, because I was having this big conversation with somebody yesterday.
Yeah,
because
you know we've already lost a few. Like, Lee's probably done turned the radio off.
No.
People, like, rolling their eyes.
I just always worry you have work to do, so I don't want to get in the middle of your work. I think
we run by the half hour, and I got 9:28, so we've probably got a minute and a half we can
yak.
That's
right. So that's why I wanted to get it in here. The other part of the conversation I was having yesterday with this person was your good deeds, does that matter? If you're doing good deeds but you don't have a belief because of an analytical mind for some reason, and what's your feeling on the other religions, Judaism, Islam, Catholicism, which do have a little different ideas of getting into heaven?
I don't believe we're saved by our works. We're saved by grace through faith, although it goes hand in hand. I mean, if to be a Christian means to be Christ-like, and what did Christ do? He loved people and healed people. The Bible says, to him that knows to do good and does it not, that's a sin. So, I mean, yes, you are supposed to love people. You are supposed to help people. You are supposed to treat people how you want to be treated. But the way you make it into heaven is not by anything that you've done. Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and it's only through him that we're saved, in my opinion.
Well, and I appreciate it, because I enjoyed hearing the opinions I was hearing yesterday, and I enjoy yours. Hey, thanks for calling.
As always, my pleasure, Scott.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that was the category, name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail was number one. Hell, how about that, was number two. Work was number three. Cemetery was number four. And church was number five. All right, let's move on to the next category. Maybe a little easier of a category here. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. You know, I think I've done all these things when I have my little Thanksgiving and Christmas parties and cookouts in the summer. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the bathroom, but I thought you had one on yesterday about the cars, the toy cars.
We do. Yeah, I actually had that at the station. I did not bring that with me.
Oh, okay, but I think you've had this one before. I'll just say bathroom.
Yeah, bathroom's number one on the list. You got it.
All right, bathroom is number one on the list. Well, if we've had this before, hopefully we'll be able to run right through it. Bathroom is number one on the list. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom was number one. 59 people said bathroom. What are the four other answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom, number one. Well, maybe our listeners are not doing a whole lot of cleaning before people come over. What else would you clean? 740-751-4038. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom is number one. Can you imagine having a bad bathroom before somebody came over? Go ahead, caller.
Let's say the kitchen, especially the dishes.
Okay, yep. Kitchen is number two. You got it.
Kitchen is number two on our list today. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom is number one. Kitchen, number two. Still three other answers on the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. What else are you cleaning? All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Clean yourself up.
You clean yourself up, absolutely. Number five on the list. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, you always want to clean yourself up. You don't want to leave yourself unclean before somebody comes over. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom number one, kitchen number two, and yourself number five. Only three people said themselves. That might be a little scary. Kitchen's number two, 18 people. Bathroom's number one, 59 people. Still two answers left to go. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. What are the final two answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 34 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. Bathroom, kitchen, and yourself. What are the two other things you want to clean before company comes over? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. And again, don't forget today to go out and vote. Only one thing on the ballot, issue one, but it's always good to exercise your ability to vote, no matter which way you are going to vote. And also, you know, I think it's important to pay attention to this Lionsgate thing that we talked about earlier, because I think it's fascinating that you should put your thoughts and your actions and your words into what you want to happen in the next year. If you could do that, what would you want the next year to be like? It's kind of like a New Year's resolution in a way, isn't it? August 8th to August 8th. It's something to look forward to. Now, of course, I called it Heaven's Gate earlier. It's Lion's Gate, not Heaven's Gate. That's a whole different thing. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's say the living room.
Living room number four on the list. You got it.
Living room clocks in at number four on our list here today. Now we're down to one answer. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom, kitchen, living room, and yourself. Still one answer left. Right smack dab in the middle of this list. Bathroom was number one with 59 people. Kitchen was number two with 18 people. Living room was number four with 3 people. And yourself was number five with 3 people. One answer left. Name something specific you make sure to clean before people come over. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the middle answer here on our list? It's a good one. Now, this is one that I've done before. This is one that I've actually done because it's, well, if I talk more about it, it's going to give it away. But it's definitely something you want to do before you have a big party over or company coming over to spruce the place up. Remember the category again. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom right now is sitting at number one, 59 people. All right, let's go to the phones here.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll say sweep the floors.
Yep, carpet and floors. You got it.
Carpet and floors, and that cleans out that particular category. Name something specific you make to make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom, kitchen, carpet floors, living room, and yourself. All right. Oh, now this is interesting. Now here's a fun category. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. How about that one? There are six answers here. Kind of a fun category. I know we've never had this one before. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Six of them. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. 21 minutes to go here in the broadcast.
All right, go ahead, caller.
I'll say a paper clip.
Paper clip's number one on the list. You got it.
Paper clip shows up at number one on the list today. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paper clip, number one on the list. Now, I don't know how many dentists or dental hygienists would be okay with all of these, but it's the way it is right now. Paper clip is number one on the list. So we've still got five other answers. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paperclip was number one. 53 people said paperclip. What else would you jam in your mouth to try to pick food out of your teeth? 40 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now remember, these are office supplies. Now think about this. People who are working in offices right now, or who have ever worked in offices, look around your office or think back to your office and think about something you could have picked up to pick food out of your teeth. Of all things. 40 minutes past the hour here. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paperclip was number one. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try like a pencil or a pen.
Pencil pens, number three on the list.
Pencil pen shows up at number three on the list here today. Paper clip, number one. Pen and pencil, number three. So we've still got four answers left to go. Does anybody know what the four answers are? Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paper clips, number one. Pen and pencil, number three. Still four strong contenders on the list here today. Does anybody know what four answers are remaining? An office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. What an odd category this is, but a fun one. I don't know that people would necessarily do this, but you know, if you've got a little food stuck in your teeth, why not? Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paperclip, number one. Pen, pencil, number three. Still four answers left on the list. Who's got the four?
740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
A piece of paper.
Paper. Paper envelope is number two on the list. You got it.
Works every time.
It certainly does. Something's got to work if that paper clip doesn't. Paper envelope is number two on the list. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paperclip one, paper envelope number two, and a pen and a pencil number three. So we've got half of them. We've got the top three. What are the bottom three? Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. 53 people said paperclip. 12 people said paper envelope. 9 people said pen pencil. Go ahead, caller.
This is getting dangerous. I'm going to say an envelope opener. Where you open something that...
You know, a letter opener is number 5 on the list. You got it.
Letter opener shows up at number 5 on the list here today. I don't know that you would want to stick a letter opener in your mouth to pick something out of your teeth, but according to the list, it is on the list here today. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paper clip, paper, pen pencil, letter opener. Still two other answers here on the list. What are they? Number 4 and number 6 on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 68 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. 53 people said paperclip. That was the hot answer. So a lot of people must be using paperclips to pick stuff out of their teeth. Paper envelope was number 2. 12 people said paper envelope. 9 people said pen pencil. 8 people said letter opener. 2 answers left to go. What are they? Number 4 and number 6 on our list here today. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. 740-751-4038. What would number 4 and number 6 be? Look around your office. Look around your home office. Think back to an office you might have worked in. If you're in an office right now, look around. Think of something you might use to pick food out of your teeth. Let's see if anybody's got the answer here.
Go ahead.
I hope it's not there, but I'll say a thumbtack.
Thumbtack is number 6 on the list.
Thumbtack is number 6 on the list here today. Tack pin is what it says. P-I-N. Tack pin. Number 6 on the list. So now we're down to 1. Does anybody have the final answer? As Regis Philbin used to say on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paperclip was number 1. Paper envelope was number 2. Pen pencil was number 3. Letter opener was number 5, and a tack or a pin was number 6. What is number 4 on the list? Number 4 is the only one we have left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. What is that final answer? Whenever we get down to the final answer, it's always a little more difficult.
All right, go ahead, caller.
This is really going to sound dumb, but it's a stretch. Let's just say a ruler.
Not a ruler, but a good guess.
Not a ruler. If you're willing to stick a letter opener in there, you might put a ruler in there. It's hard to say. Certainly possible, I guess. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paper clip, paper envelope, pen pencil, letter opener, tack and pin. One answer left. Number four on the list. Does anybody know what it is? 48 minutes past the hour, less than 12 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Does anybody know what that final answer is? Paperclip? 53 people said paperclip. 12 people said paper envelope. 9 people said pen pencil. 8 people said letter opener. 6 people said tack or pin, P-I-N. But number 4 remains on the list, 49 minutes past the hour. Only about 11 minutes left in the program today. Is anybody going to slip in with 11 minutes left and take care of this? Get our final answer. 740-751-4038. Kind of an odd category, to be sure. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A staple.
Staple, yes. Staples, number 4 on the list. You got it.
Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. It is a staple.
Go ahead, caller.
If it was me, I'd use a letter opener.
We got letter opener. That's number 5.
Oh, well, let me keep going. What about a stapler?
A staple, not a stapler. A whole stapler in your mouth might be difficult.
So, is staples on there, though?
Yeah, staple is number 4.
I guessed that, or was that already on there?
We just got that one, yes.
Well, shoot, what about a pencil?
Pencil's on the list.
But that had already been guessed?
Yeah, we got them all now.
Okay. Oh, so you're going to move on to the next category?
Yes.
Oh, well, here's my prime opportunity to be number 1. Lay it on me.
All right, here we go. Now, this is kind of interesting. Name something... I like this category. It's got 6 answers. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end.
Street.
A street. Yes, number 1 on the list. You got it.
Okay. All right.
Street, number 1 on the list. Now, 5 other answers here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Something that might be referred to as a dead end.
Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say road. Is that the same?
Yeah, road, street, same thing, yeah.
Okay, then.
Road, street probably are the same thing here. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Now, street, road were number 1 on the list. 47 people said a street or a road. Now, we've got 5 other answers here. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Street, road, number 1.
Go ahead.
What a job?
Job is number 2 on the list.
Job is number 2 on our list here today. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Street, road is number 1. Job is number 2. four other answers. What are they? Something that might be referred to as a dead end. 8 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. I think we got the two easy ones here. Street road number one, job number two, but there are still four on the list. Does anybody know what the other four are with 53 minutes past the hour here? 7 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to say a thought. When you tell somebody something, they just say that's a dead end. And say like a thought.
Not a thought, but a good guess.
Not a thought. A thought does not make the list here today. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Street road is number one. Job is number two. But there are still four other answers on this list today with 6 minutes left to go. We would almost have to get an answer a minute at this particular point. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Street road number one, 47 people said that. A job was number two, 28 people said that. Still four other answers left to go. 6 minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the other four? Something that might be referred to as a dead end. Well, you know, this might be a little bit more of a difficult category because we've got four answers left to go. And not a whole lot of guesses coming in. I think street road was probably the easy one. That's number one. 47 people said that. Job was probably an easy one. That's number two. 28 people said that. But the other four might be a little more difficult here with under 5 minutes to go. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. 740-751-4038. Don't forget to go out and vote today, issue one. And it's Lionsgate Day. Think good thoughts.
Go ahead, caller.
I just come in. What are you working on today? Anything important?
Something that might be referred to as a dead end.
Oh, a trivia question.
Yes.
A dead end, it'd be streets and stuff like that. Is that...
Yeah, the two we've got is street, road, and job. We've got those.
Oh.
Now, we are also talking today. It was brought up to us this morning that today is Lionsgate Day, August the 8th. And today's the day you're supposed to think good thoughts about what you want in the next year.
Oh, I'm always thinking good thoughts.
Well, that's good. See, so today will be like no other day.
Well, that's right. Yeah. And the 8th, I got 2 months to go. Well, let's see, this is August, September, little over 2 months. November 8th, that's my birthday. That comes every year with me.
Just like August the 8th.
I'll get back to that subject. How about an animal in the middle of the road? That's a dead end for the animal in the middle of, or on the road, run over animal.
That does come to the end for them. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay, Scott. You know, it's a nice morning out, and you wouldn't guess what I've been doing.
What have you been doing?
Well, I been working with a chainsaw. Well, that's a noisy old thing, but it sure eats up the wood. You know that? It's going to be a dead end with that baby here before long. I'll see you later, Scott. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Well, out doing the chainsaw this morning. Hey, 60-degree weather, that's not a bad day for that. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Street and road are number one. Job is number two. Still four other answers on the list. 3 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. This, I think, is a little bit more of a difficult category, to be honest with you. And again, don't forget to get out and vote today, no matter how you vote on issue one. Yes or no, that's your particular business, but you want to get out and vote. Don't forget that today is a voting day. And it is Lions Gate Day, August the 8th. Every August the 8th, every year, you put your thoughts into what you want to happen in the next year. Do you want prosperity? Do you want wealth? And not just talking about financial wealth, could be wealth in your life in some way. Where do you want to be sitting 1 year from now? How do you want to be sitting 1 year from now? So a lot of stuff going on this August the 8th. I'm interested to see how many people vote in today's election, how Marion County's numbers come back, and how it comes back in general. And we'll have all that information tomorrow on the morning show. Maybe we'll have a few more guesses in this category. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. We've got a street and a road. That's number one. 47 people said that. Job is number two. Let's get one more guess in here today.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'm back again. I called the wrong number there one time, so that was up at your other station. So
yes.
You got a message up there. I didn't leave a message, but to get back to the dead end, I remember the kids used to say when I was fishing, hey, Dad, this is a dead end. Nothing biting on the other end of the line.
No fishing, but a good guess.
WDH Radio 107.1 FM. Your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken